Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time, and from South Africa, we hear from Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emapatewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled Giving Back.
A reading from the Book of Judges. In those days, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed through Gilead and Manasseh, and passed on to Mizpah of Gilead. And from Mizpah of Gilead he passed on to the Ammonites. And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord and said, If you will give me the Ammonites into my hands, then whoever comes forth from the doors of my house to meet me when I return victorious from the Ammonites shall be the Lord's, and I will offer him up for a burnt offering. So Jephthah crossed over to the Ammonites to fight against them, and the Lord gave them into his hand, and distract them from Aroer to the neighborhoods of Minith, 20 cities, and as far as Abel Keramim, with a very great slaughter. So the Ammonites were subdued before the sons of Israel. Then Jephthah came to his home at Mizpah, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and with dancers. She was his only child. Beside her, he had neither son nor daughter. And when he saw her, he tore his clothes and said, Alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low, and you have become the cause of great trouble to me. For I have opened my mouth to the Lord, and I cannot take back my vow. And she said to him, My father, if you have opened your mouth to the Lord, do to me according to what has gone forth from your mouth. Now that the Lord has avenged you on your enemies, on the Ammonites, and she said to her father, Let this thing be done for me. Let me alone 2 months, that I may go and wander on the mountains, and bewail my virginity, I and my companions. And he said, Go. And she went her way for 2 months, and she departed. She and her companions bewailed her virginity upon the mountains. And at the end of 2 months, she returned to her father, who did with her according to his vow, which he had made. The Word of the Lord. Today we continue to hear from the Book of Judges. On Tuesday, we heard about God calling Gideon. Yesterday, we heard of how Jotham opposed the installation of Abimelech as king. And today, we hear the calling of Jephthah. Jephthah was called by God to go and fight. And Jephthah made a vow to God that if God helped him conquer the Ammonites, Jephthah would sacrifice whoever would be the first to come out of his house. And in this case, it was the one and only daughter who came out first to greet him when he returned victorious from battle. There are many questions that comes to my mind when I think of Jephthah and the daughter and their reactions. Because this is one of those stories in the Bible that involves human sacrifice and yet do not get condemned. One can imagine Jephthah's sadness as he carried out his vow to God. What we see in Jephthah's life is very similar to what we see in God. God sacrificed his only son. He is the father who gave up his son to a death on a cross. This is the death that brought about salvation. And this death and this same salvation is what we celebrate as Christians, especially as Catholics, whenever we are gathered for the Eucharist. We celebrate God's love that is beyond measure. Indeed, love is not a treasure to keep. And love isn't love till we give it away. We have been given this love as Christians. We have been given this love as people. And we are to give it back in return to our brothers and our sisters around us. In the same measure we have been given, it is also required that we give to others in the same measure. We should pray for courage, for determination, that just as God has given us his love, we too can show the same love to others. Amen.